It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Monday is tax day, and it's the first filing season since the president's tax overhaul took effect. WNYC's Rebecca Ibarra reports on what impact the new law is having on high-tax states like New York and New Jersey.
It's all very complicated, according to accountant Gail Rosen.
This tax season has been the most unusual tax season in the 40 years I've prepared taxes.
Rosen is a CPA in Somerset County, New Jersey. And she says this year's tax returns will look very different because of the drastic changes brought about by the 2017 bill. For example, many workers neglected to adjust the amount of income tax employers withheld from their paycheck to account for the new tax law. That meant more money in people's pockets paycheck to paycheck, but it translates into a smaller tax refund at the end of the year. And in some cases,
there are people who land up owing even though their taxes have gone down.
Rosen says it all deprives many people of extra cash they've come to rely on, like Debbie Palacios from Hazlitt. Last year, she used her refund for a vacation. This tax season, she owes the government money for the first time in years.
We traveled to Italy and Spain and France. We went to 3 countries on a cruise. And this year, we can't. We're just going to go to Boston.
Anthony Esposito of Manalapan says he supports the new tax law, even though he owes a small amount of money to the IRS this year.
I would rather pay a little bit more and have the Trump agenda in place.
Like any tax overhaul, there are winners and losers. Rosen, the CPA, says winners include married couples with children, who can now deduct more taxes and get a $2,000 credit for each child, and some small business owners, who can deduct 20% of their income from their business taxes. But Rosen says high earners with big property tax bills have fewer reasons to celebrate. That's because they'll be hit by the GOP's $10,000 cap on state and local tax deductions.
And yes, they are talking to me about leaving New Jersey.
High-tax states like New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut have tried to implement a workaround that would basically allow residents to deduct some local taxes as charitable donations. But the IRS continues to push back on that maneuver. Rebecca Ibarra, WNYC News.